Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, it is imminent. It is looming. Halloween is a bigger deal than ever these days. But did you know that it comes from a cave in Roscommon? Well, maybe it does. I don't know. Anyway, here with me now is actor, writer and host of Fireside, the Irish storytelling podcast, Kevin C. O'Lehan. You're very welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Delighted to be here.
First of all, Fireside, the Irish storytelling podcast. Tell me about that.
So Fireside is a podcast where every week I take a story from folklore and mythology, rewrite it myself and give a fresh retelling of these old stories for new audiences.
Okay. And you told me off air you're coming up to your 250th episode.
Yes. So nearly at the 5th anniversary of the podcast, okay. Which is
amazing.
A mad thing to be able to say.
Amazing. Yeah. And a gorgeous thing to do. Do you feel pressure in rewriting these amazing stories?
Sometimes, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you don't want to, because like folklore and mythology has to grow. It has to evolve if it is to remain potent and remain relevant.
Yeah.
But sometimes, especially when you're dealing with some stories that overlap with history, that's where you have to be careful about what you yourself want to make of this story, you know?
Gotcha.
That's when there can sometimes be a pressure. But in general, no, it's nice to let your imagination run wild.
Do you have a favourite story? Do you have it? Like, if I would say, well, what's the best one now? What would be one of your favourites?
I think it's hard to escape from Cú Chulainn and from the Ulster Cycle and Queen Maeve. They are like the Odyssey of Irish mythology. And
gorgeous.
They're always really... really enjoying.
Okay, well, if you want to check it out, it's called Fireside. It's where you get your podcast. Okay, let's get into this. But before we get to the cave in Roscommon, which claims to be the birthplace of Halloween, what is the other world?
The other world. So in Celtic society, before the arrival of mortals in Ireland, there was a race of gods who lived here known as the Tuatha De Danann, who came from what we would think would be about Norway or Sweden today, but they were the ones who brought art and agriculture to Ireland, and they ruled here for hundreds of years. And then a group of mortal men known as the Milesians arrived and waged war on the gods, and the mortals won, and they drove the gods literally under the earth. And so this established the connection of an other world, which became the world of the gods.
Okay.
And so these Milesian men then became the Gaels. So when we think of the word Gaelic, we are referring to this group of people specifically and everything after them.
And what is the importance of Samhain?
Samhain, so in Celtic society, there was four feasts. There was Imbolc, Beautena, Lunasa and Samhain. And all, everything revolved around the harvest.
Yeah.
It was all about when things were being planted, when they're being pulled back out of the earth. And so Samhain is the final feast. So what we would call the Halloween today, and Iha Hauna is the day before Samhain begins, which is when the year is ending and the harvest has been finished. So it's the end of Lunasa, everyone's got the crop. And because it is the death of the year, it is thought to be the time when the worlds of the living and the dead are very closest.
Aha, okay, here we go now.
Yeah.
So tell us about this cave in Roscommon.
So Rathcrone Cave, or Oí na Gat, as it's known in Irish, which literally translates as the Cave of Cats, is in an almost completely hidden cave that's just outside of Tulsk in County Roscommon, very near the Rathcrowan visitor site, which is the area that all of the Ulster Cycle, all of the Queen Maeve stories are all set around. And this is a cave that was thought to be the portal to the other world.
Gotcha. Okay. Is it creepy?
It is.
Right.
I mean,
how creepy? Like, tell it. Describe it to me.
It's certainly creepy if you're not comfortable in small spaces, which I am not.
Do you have to crawl into it?
Yeah. Well, you can.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's, no, it's amazing because it is tucked away. There's very little, you know, signposted about it outside. It was only told us when I went to the Rathcrowan Visitor Centre and did their tour. And they told us where it was. And this was very, like, still quite deep in COVID. So there was very little around.
Gotcha.
And
Why?
So you crawl into it.
You crawl into this cave, believed to be a portal to the other world. Mm-hmm. But why was it thought to be a portal to the other world? Did somebody say something?
There was a huge amount of stories around it. So its main connection with Halloween is, so during the Ulster cycle, there was this big feast held in Queen Maeve's house, mm-hmm. Her fort in Cruachanfort. And there was a hero named Nera who was asked to go out and bury a man who had been hanged outside. And he was asked to bury him. And when he arrived, the man was still alive and asked for water. So Nera brings the man to water. And by the time he gets back to the fort has been burnt down. And Nera sees a group of figures going into this cave. And when he goes in there, he gets transported to the other world and realizes that he has actually seen a vision of what will happen and that the fort has not burnt down. So he returns from the other world and warns Queen Maeve that the people are coming from the other world to burn down her fort. So she brings her armies into the other world and defeats the enemy armies. So this all happened on the eve of Samhain. So this story was thought to be like the birth of the Halloween mythology.
Yeah. Okay. There is an inscription outside the cave. What do we know about that?
This is probably my favourite thing about it. So there's an inscription in Oum written as you just go into the cave in the ancient Irish alphabet that reads Freyc, son of Maeve. And Freyc was another hero of the Ulster cycle, one that's lesser known, who was in love with Queen Maeve's daughter, Finnebarr. And Finnebarr, Queen Maeve and her husband Alil asked for a heavy, hefty marriage dowry from Freyc. And he wasn't willing to pay that, so he decided he would elope with Finnebarr. So Queen Maeve decided that they couldn't have their daughter eloping, so they decided to try and kill her suitor. However, he was able to escape, and ultimately they had to accept his marriage proposal. But Freyc would end up going on to die in the Great War in the cattle raid of Cooley. And this inscription, which reads Freyc, son of Maeve, is thought to have been a tribute to Maeve's son-in-law who died fighting in a war. But why I think it's interesting is these characters are mythological, you know. We don't really know if any of these people are based in history at all. But this is a little bit of potential history. This is one inscription that means that this warrior queen, Maeve, may have actually existed.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
That is very cool. Yeah. That is very cool. You've been there, but it is actually on private land. So if listeners are interested, the best way is to visit and book a tour. Is that
right? Yes, at crowan.ie. Yeah, they're brilliant. They really know their stuff and they're really helpful. And to be honest, the best thing about it is how hidden it is. And, you know, it's not like touristy at all, and you really feel like it is, you are going on an adventure going there, and that should be protected at all costs.
Absolutely.
So people should respect the land.
Absolutely. Kevin, you're a fantastic storyteller. You're a writer too. What have you got coming up?
So I released a book of poetry last year called Garden Sea, which is still available through my website. And I'm finishing now the follow-up to it, which will be a novel, which I've been writing in the last 2 years. So coming up to the end of that. And I'm also working on a play now that I'm about to start rehearsals for with Glass Mask Theatre, called Describe the Night, which is kind of kaleidoscopic look at the rise and fall of communism in Russia, mm-hmm. From the perspective of seven different characters. But it's a new writing theatre, and it's great to be working on a new play. It's a play that was on in New York, but it's Irish premiere of it.
Very good.
And that's coming up 20th of November to the 9th of December.
Okay. If you want to immerse yourself in some culture, there we go. Someone just texts in saying, went to school in Rathcrowan. I never knew this, but we did lots of weird festivals as kids for Rathcrowan. Okay, well, maybe this all makes sense.
Yeah.
If you want to check out the cave and do something pretty cool and creepy in a way, and mythological, and about folklore, rathcrowan.ie. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, and pleasure, Jen. Thank you.
We'll have you back. We'll be back after this.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.